This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Let us pray. We implore you, good Jesus, that as in your mercy you have given us to drink in with delight the words of your knowledge, so of your loving kindness you will also grant us one day to come to you, the fountain of all wisdom, and to stand forever before your face. Amen. I could make you happy, make your dreams come true. There is nothing that I wouldn't do. Go to the ends of the earth for you, to make you feel my love. Throughout poetry, throughout love songs, throughout Hallmark, we say it to those that we love, I'd go to the end of the earth for you. And this is where Jesus sends us tonight. To go to the ends of the earth to proclaim the good news of his love. Oddly enough, as we are sent forth tonight, on this day when we celebrate the greatest compliment that Jesus could ever give to us, to say, all of this that I have taught you, all of this with which I have gifted you, all of this mission, I'm leaving and I entrust it now to you. It's a bit daunting. It's a bit scary, but perhaps we need to accept it as the compliment Jesus needs us to receive it as. I know you can do this. Oddly enough, on this particular year, on May 25th, we celebrate the feast day of one who didn't exactly go to the ends of the earth physically, but one who did more for the gospel than probably most people throughout history have done. He never traveled more than 80 miles away from his home. He was born in 673, and at the age of 7, he was sent by his parents to the monastery in England called Wearmouth, and shortly thereafter transferred to the monastery of Jarrow. And there he lived. And shortly thereafter, as he developed a beauty and an appreciation of the psalmody that they would sing in the chapel every day, the plague hit, and all the monks died, save him and his teacher. And the two of them continued to recite and sing the psalms. As more monks after the plague came back to Jarrow, the numbers went up to 200, and he started to interview people who came to him. And as they came, he wrote down the stories of the saints that they knew about. And as a result, he ends up writing a book that becomes called The Ecclesiastical History of the English People. The greatest source for us to know about the saints of the early Celtic church that we have in existence. We know him as Bede, or the Venerable Bede. He lived a great life. He wrote hymns. The final hymn we will sing at our service tonight, the words, if you look at the bottom of the page, written by Bede. He was a scientist, he was an astronomer, he was a theologian, he was a mathematician. You know, we say after a date, either BC or AD, Bede invented that. He never traveled more than 80 miles away from his home. The prayer that I started this sermon with, written by Bede, what a beautiful prayer. I implore you, good Jesus, that as in your good mercy you have given me to drink in with delight the words of your knowledge, so of your loving kindness, grant us one day to come to you, the fountain of all wisdom, to stand forever before your face. He translated the entire gospel into Latin. And up until the early 60s, at least in the Roman Catholic Church, it was the authoritative version of the Bible translated that was utilized. The story goes that on the eve of the Ascension, he was on his deathbed. And he was finishing translating the last line of the last chapter of John's Gospel. And he finished translating that last line, and the scribe wrote it down. And he told the monks, "Lift my head," because if they lift his head from his room, he could see through the small window where he used to sit to celebrate the psalmody with the monks at every hour of the liturgy they celebrated. And he is recorded to have said what we end each psalm with normally during morning and evening prayer: "Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit." He finished that, and he died. He died in 735, 1,300 years later. His influence is still beyond us. The reason I bring up the example of Bede is that as Jesus calls us to go to the ends of the earth, perhaps it is that metaphorical sending where we are being called to use whatever God has given to us for the glory of God's kingdom. We celebrate the choir tonight every year, and we thank them. They make a joyful noise unto the Lord and give so much time and talent to making our worship beautiful. And as I look out, I see so many of you who use your gifts in whatever way God enables you to use them to build up the kingdom. I thank you because you are hearing Jesus' call to go out to the ends of the earth and make a difference. I tell this story every Ascension. When I was in the travel business and was leading photographic safaris to Kenya, the biggest thing, these were high-end trips that people could spend, even back then in the 80s, I think it was $500 to go on a hot air balloon safari. And they would go, and they'd go down low, and you could see the rhinos, and you could see the giraffes, and you could see the lions, and all of that beauty of God's flora and fauna, and God's creatures. And the last trip that I was leading, they offered me a gift that they would let me go on the hot air balloon ride. Now, what would happen is they take you on the hot air balloon ride, they would go out into the Masai Mara area, and they would land out in the field, and they would have a truck with some of the local tribesmen who would be going out to that area following the balloon, and they would set up a huge picnic there with Dom Perignon champagne. I mean, this was how the other half of the world lives. And they would have these spears, and they would put the spears down, and it would be very carefully measured how the spears would be laid out. And I asked them why. It's because the wingspan of the huge birds, they wanted to make sure that the birds couldn't swoop down and pick up either any children who might be there or any of the picnic food. Well, this was very exciting. We land in the hot air balloon. We start to get out of the balloon, and they tie these things down with stakes, and the stakes started to come loose. And one of the local guards pulled me off of the balloon, and the balloon pilot suddenly is going up in the air. And we're looking up like this out in the safari unprotected. And the local guide looks at me and he says, "Mr. Marty, I suggest you stop looking up and you start looking around." That's what Jesus is telling us tonight. Yes, we look up, but we got to look around. We are celebrating one who sends us to the end of the earth tonight. But we celebrate one, don't forget, who also says to each one of us, I'd go to the end of the world for you too. And he did, and he does. So as we celebrate this great compliment that Jesus gives to each one of us, let us remember not only to look up, but to look around.